in Parak Shlishi, he quoted a piece from Rabbi Rucham, and Rabbi Rucham wrote in regards to the brachas of the Shvatim. Let's touch on the piece again. So it says at the end that each one of the Shvatim got the bracha as the Kibir Chasoy. So that's an extra funny. They got the bracha, which is their bracha. I mean, I didn't give. Yaakov did not give Reuven Shimon's bracha. Yeah, he gave Reuven. He didn't give Levi. Each person got their bracha. Rashi says, "Isa Sherek Bracha Soy Bracha Asid Alavoy Akolecha Becha." Each one got the bracha. What was going to really truly happen to them? Okay, Inyan Bracha Shabirach Yaakov is a Shvatim Yesh Lahavid. Let's understand exactly what it means. Means it was appropriate to that person, his nature and his characteristics. We were notice this point. Yosef requested earlier in the parasha that Yaakov should give the bracha of the bechor to Menashe, was the bechor as opposed to Ephraim. So Yaakov answered Yosef, "Yadati b'di yadati. I know that really Menashe is the older one and Ephraim is the younger one. I know that. But his younger brother would be greater than him." Yosef's request was to give the birchas bechor to Menashe. And had he done so, then Menashe would have been the greater one. So answering, well, I can't give the bracha of the bechor to Menashe because the young one will have the mile of bechor. Well, that's because you chose so. Choose otherwise and that wouldn't be so. Right. That's exactly what Yosef wanted, was to give the bracha of the godless, which he gave to Ephraim, to give it to Menashe instead. So what are we forced to say? The answer is that Yaakov couldn't do that. Even Yaakov, with his karech of bracha, couldn't change what was supposed to happen. So if Ephraim has in him some element of godless greater than that of Menashe, Yaakov with his bracha can't change that point. You can't give Menashe bracha more than what fits him. So
it was just inyan kavod, but he's the before, so you're right. The bracha is the same to both of them. He gave the same bracha to both of them. He was just proceeding, putting his hand on one of them.
Yeah, Rashi. Instead of Rashi says, "Achibekot yigdom imel." Right.
So that's. For the reason why he's giving him more kavod than the other one.
Yeah.
Not why I'm giving you a greater bracha.
The reason why you mean the bracha wasn't just an issue of kavod, is he would have the bracha of the yamin.
So there's a.
There's a mile of bracha yamin. Right. Rashi says over there that each one got the bracha according to that which is going to befit them. If I tell you what's going to happen to them, he's saying what going to happen wasn't just happenstance, that what happened to the Shevet of Yehuda just happened to be. There were certain characteristics of Yehuda which allowed that which happened to Yehuda in the future to be true. Yehuda was a prototype of what the Shevet Yehuda would be, and that's why Shevet Yehuda got what it got. We got to leave it.
Eliyahu got the message.
What?
Eliyahu.
I sent him a text.
Because he would be. He's going to Baltimore. Tonight's his last night, so
right.
So I know he planned to be here.
We got to leave it. So it comes out of a. If you think about it, it's a really a mind-boggling thought process. What we're really saying is that Yehuda, the bracha that he got from Yaakov, was just basically what his nature was anyway. It says, he was the one who had the power of Kedusha. Right? The nature of Yosef, he was a person that had a tendency towards Kedusha and Prisha, and he was able to overcome with the story of Potiphar, because that's who he was. So it says, but Yehuda, he admitted, you admitted and you weren't embarrassed. You overcame your embarrassment and you admitted the story with Tamar. What you're telling me is, my loss is who? That was the nature of Yehuda. Okay, so that was a very good question. Doing what I do naturally doesn't give me a reason I should be zeichah now to get the reward of getting malchus, because you were such a big tzaddik and you overcame your challenge and you didn't. You're a moida, so therefore you get malchus. Of course, that came to you naturally. Right, so what's the pshat? So the madam is a davar nifas. So we take the thought all the way through to its final thought. We all have certain strengths of character. It doesn't mean automatically we're going to express them always, right? But if we take them and we recognize what our strengths of character are, and we then develop them and strengthen them and use them, we're going to come to express who we truly are. Then we'll get to what the schuyas that we are supposed to get according to what we deserve. That's starting because we're developing who we are. Jemamas call yisoid avodas adam en el b'malas hatoybas asher hinam etzle b'tev. The person didn't make cookie cutters. He made each person an individual with individual strengths. And he has an individual role. And if he then takes those strengths and develops them and fulfills his role, he'll get what he's supposed to get. Accomplish what he's supposed to accomplish. So all of that comes together in the package. Jimrak Yishmar Aleyan, if we'll be careful with them, V'yatsik Ben Kuroyan, and hold on to them literally, which means Shal Yozuz Mitivoy HaTovim, recognize what his good instincts are and strengthen them. That will allow my negative things to be sublimated through my positive. It's a mind-boggling statement, what the Rabbi Yochum is saying. First of all, we have a picture of what the tzaddik is supposed to look like. Right? And so we all want to be a tzaddik. So we all think we need to do basically the same thing.
Biography books, yeah, arts book.
Right. You know, some are better and some are worse. But, you know, if you read the good ones, Rav Dessler wasn't Rav Pam, and Rav Pam wasn't Rav Dessler. When Rav Dessler accomplished, Rav Pam could not, and vice versa, they couldn't. Rav Yaakov was clearly different than Rav Moshe. And Rav Moshe is clearly different than Rav Yaakov. Right? And what Rabbi Yaakov was able to accomplish, Rabbi Moshe wasn't able to accomplish. Imagine they had all read this one book called The Gadol, right? And that was—I
think there's one out there like that.
And The Gadol, it's called this one anyway. So if there's that book, and everybody's trying to be that, it's never going to work. But that's a mistake. Step number one. Step number two, he says, that Rabbi Yaakov, by recognizing the strength of the strengths that he had, and constantly mechazed them, that allowed him to overcome whatever his weaknesses were. He was given a special package of strengths and weaknesses, which go together. And by working on developing the strengths that he has, he will overcome his personal weaknesses. And if he tries to be somebody else, he'll never overcome his weaknesses. Because he never dealt his strengths, which were the ones which are the right ones to overcome his weaknesses. Each person has something which he's extraordinarily good at. A good thing. Sometimes this happens, he says, something which we have, which we are it comes to us with a natural instinct. we don't get the guy who doesn't, who's like, we can't understand, like, the guy who doesn't do it, get it. For example, Kama Ish Mosin, this person was a very patient person. Shelogo al Habera Hamushkas Mamida Shalkas, Miskaras al Kaldar Kotan. I'm a relaxed guy, and I can't for a life understand why this guy always gets so upset. Like, just chill out a little bit. Like, I can't.
It doesn't work that way.
I can't. What do you mean you can't? It's like so easy. Just like, look, do like me.
Just let go.
Right. Like, but there's some people, like, it's so natural to them. They push it like, what do you mean you can't? I don't understand the words. It's so removed from their thought process as if I can't control myself. That, you know, you could, yeah, I hear the words. I believe you. I don't think you're lying. I just don't get it. Right? Who was that? He who no mishkas? And vice versa, this guy who's a kaisen might have a mita toiv or whatever it is. When she looks at you like you're the guy, the laid back guy, like, you know, like, why don't you just, it's very hard, really very hard for you. Just do it. And they're like having this conversation, you know, each one saying, just do it to the other one. The answer is they're taka different. So that's my holding on to toiv, which allows me to build, to develop. This is the Rabbi Yochum's piece. It's one of these required reading to every bacher, you know. This understanding that, you know, the goal of Avodas Hashem is each person has his very, very unique characteristics which Rosh Hashem gave him, which are going to give him his unique strengths.
So you're saying you focus on your positive traits, strengthen those, and then those will overcome your weaker traits?
Mm-hmm.
Don't focus on the weaker ones and try to work on those first. Focus on
this very positive outlook.
You know, I can't tell you that, you know, his that he's giving you a full order of approach or how to approach the issue. He's giving you a general concept. Understand that this is this point. In other words, that's for sure. If a person would just focus on his negative without recognizing what his positive is, and trying to develop the positive in a positive way, which will help him overcome the negative, he's not going to really overcome his negative. Because that was the package. I mean, I have this ongoing nakuda, which is even more than that. You know, people's mouths are their chesronos. The area where they have unique elements of toiv are the area where they're going to have a inclination. That was the challenge of the Ov, is that a Ramina shouldn't use his chesed for the wrong things. Right? His avodah wasn't to become a Yitzchok. His avodah was to be an Avraham, but to be an Avraham in a positive way, as opposed to using the malas of Avraham, of chesed, in ways which would have been, you know, So sometimes that means he's going to have to create a balance in his chesed. That's also part of the word, to create the correct balance. Okay, it's a certain hazard which we have great, each person has a great difficulty with. And some people have, you know, they're not the same. And again, you have this, like, you know, this conversation where, like, you know, well, why don't you just stop? I can't, you know? Just, you know, tell the alcohol, just stop drinking. You know, right. We don't get it. This is part of the depths of the secrets of Kadosh Baruch Hu's creation that he made such a thing. Shehutim oifi kol adam l'tudosei b'chayim kach. The Bereshit was able to make each person fit properly according to his purpose in life. So imagine that, you think about the precision of the Rosh Hashanah and the Bria, that this person's specific strength is the correct strength which is necessary and the correct amount to overcome his specific weakness. If you can be misbinding and come to recognize what those 2 points are, you're way ahead of the curve. Now he knows what his life's goal is.
Is this something that can be changed?
His argument is it can be balanced, but it can't be totally changed.
So I'm thinking of, you know, let's say somebody has, you know, chesed, like I said before. So they work very hard at chesed. And, you know, Baruch Hashem, they get good, they get stuck, they do all the good chesed, not the bad. Would it then, not that anybody care, but like a completely conquer one thing, but my thought process is taking me, okay, this person's now realized that they have this, like, now it's going to move on to other midas or something like that. I don't mean for it to sound simplistic, but at the same time, you know, just it's a fear, I guess, from my own, like, if I focus solely on one thing, you know, kind of, you know, the rising tide lifts all boats, you know, I hear that with, you know, you do that, and, you know, the mida ra goes away, you know, just what Rebbe said before.
Right.
But how does, so I guess, is it the same sort of concept, like, okay, so if I work on chesed, because that's my thing, just for this argument's sake, that, you know, my tefillah is going to get better, my this is that and the other thing. I mean, is it something like that, or are they completely disparate?
He's talking about midas. In other words, the midas that will have separate midas and mitzvahs. So mitzvahs, he's not going to tell you that. You know, we also put on tefillin every morning. We also daven every morning, right? And whatever challenge we have with that might be different due to our natures, etc. And then that probably would help to a certain extent. This is we have to work on that. Mm-hmm. Says, but we grapple with the depths of the issues that I grapple with, my motivational issues, etc. And whatever area they are, many times you have two guys. Both the problems getting up in the morning, right? And they come from different problems. One person, he has he it's by nature and he's an also, right? The other person is problem in the morning because he's scared, right? So giving them both the same remedy of how to get up in the morning is not going to solve. You know, mm-hmm. In other words, this person's problem is getting up in the morning. That's really his problem. So for him, the correct is working on how do you motivate such a person. The other person is motivated. He's scared. He's scared to face the world. He doesn't have the self-esteem or whatever it is that he needs to face the world. So you're giving him the wrong tools by giving him the meat of atzlis. So you have to recognize, what are my motivational issues, which why I have problems with davening. And you might find that, you know, you have two guys talking to each other, both say, yeah, we both have problems during davening. Our mind wanders, right? What does your mind wander to? What are you worried about? And what's on your mind? You know, and there might be different answers. And then, you know, and then you start getting a little picture like, where are my challenges? But that point of where your challenges are is significant. He's going to give a mashal. He wants you to make a midas clock. You should write it down. This is what you picture. This is your picture of your ruchni is. So I see it's a rasa mevoyal yamadin. This is what you're going to look like yamadin. And lo yisakin ad oz is the tzarach tikkun. Right. Achrei abir mamushach yinasolushim of pinkos es tablis means the subit tzaras magal. Now you can't just do that over one shot. It means a period of time to really think about it, noticing what are your inclinations. What are you inclined to? What do you work? What works better for you, etc. Amira tayva ikris lamal. Amira shirosh is lamat. Okay, you're going to put the one which you find is your most shining light on top, and your biggest difficulty. Your meter raw shirosh is what you call that's like it seemed to be ingrained lamat. So he has a picture over here. So this person that he's drawing a picture of writes to himself that he feels that his greatest strength is he has a natural inclination towards a woman. His greatest weakness is he has atzlus.
This is a pretty good person.
What? That's his problem. That's his strength, that's his weakness.
If his strengths are all these good things up at the top, you know, which, like, if someone's really
the left side might not be the good things, the left side might be the So you're going around the clock.
He's not saying that automatically these are going to be more common.
Are the things on the top, or is that what I'm most I have the most affinity towards? Or those are like, I might be much stronger in my Afzarius than my Emunah, but this is my best trait.
The second, but what he's saying is that you're looking for a trait which is significantly ingrained in you. It might be over right now being overpowered by other things. Right? You draw it. I think the way he's drawing it, you know, is the positives on top and the negatives on the bottom, and somewhere in the middle, you know, like you see. So he says he's a mamik, he's a thinker. He's willing to admit Seder, he's tapius, Ayosicha, Kalos Reish, Avas Achila, Taiva, Shiflus, Atzlus, Azorius, Kas, Kapeda, Vatra, Natila Bedidas, which
we. Vatra?
He forgives, he forgoes. Natila Bedidas, he likes to be by himself, he's a loner, Savlanus, Ayav Chesed, Emun. Right.
So they could each be equal strength. It's not talking about strength. It's just saying,
right?
You start with the best. Like,
well, what he does want to say is, if this is your Midah Ikaris, if I'm looking at the areas which I have strength in, Milas, in the strongest one will be in the top, and then the other ones will be. You know, I could be a person which, let's say, for argument's sake. Out of 100% of the time, I use my good stuff 35% of the time. I use my negative thing 65% of the time. Of the 35% of the time, and one is used, you know, X amount of percent, and other ones are, you know, so that's only 35%. Then, you know, halabai, right? That's what I think he's doing. I just look for one piece of the mark. I made us a reshumas b'shar. I made us hang to move on rock. Eloshan or markishim behen b'yoyser. There again. These are the ones which we noticing patterns over a period of time of weeks and months and thinking about it, etc. We'll notice how we work. These are the ones which we'll notice that we have. Akarach yeshan behol adam kol amidas kulon l'meyasur l'lalof. The truth is, every person has some element of every one of the midas, which are there are hundreds of different midas. You know, at some point in time, something's going to pull me. You know, the biggest achzori still has an element of chesed in him at some point in time. Right? So that's irrelevant to us.